WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following Hurricanes Helene and Milton in the southeast, the White House is asking Congress to approve more emergency disaster relief.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief, but the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Boeing says it's moving forward with plans to lay off some 17,000 employees, starting with 2,200 layoffs in Washington State and 50 more in Oregon. Health officials say one person has died and more than a dozen others hospitalized due to an E. coli outbreak linked to bagged organic carrots. More than a dozen brands now being pulled from store shelves across 19 states. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Republican Eric Hovde has conceded his U.S. Senate election loss to Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Hovde continuing to question the integrity of election results from Milwaukee.
The results from election night were disappointing, particularly in light of the last-minute absentee ballots that were dropped in Milwaukee at 4 a.m.
Her campaign said Hovde had not contacted Baldwin, who defeated him by about 29,000 votes or one percentage point. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court skeptical of a challenge by state Senate Republicans over Megan Wolf's continued role as state elections administrator. Wolf has remained in place at the Wisconsin Elections Commission based on a ruling 2 years ago by the court's then conservative majority that political appointees do not need to step aside until they're replaced by the Senate. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon, with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and blustery Thursday with flurries and snow showers. Temps only rise to 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
99.7
is hard, so hard to take. There's no escape without a scream. But you kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM kicking off a 50-minute music hour as we wrap up this rainy Monday, which one of my former favorite songs by Shiny Toy Guns. I digress. Okay, we'll get to, let's see, Santana, Rob Thomas, Your Big Deals, all of that and more coming up this afternoon here on Max FM.
Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
You
FM Sports.
Today is a victory Monday for the Packers following their 20-19 win over the Bears at Soldier Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Chicago, with their new offensive coordinator, outplayed the Packers, but Green Bay, with better talent, found a way to pull out the victory anyway. Kyle Brooks blocked Kiro Santos' 46-yard field goal attempt to avoid the upset on the final play of the game. Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy will be inducted into the team's Hall of Fame at the end of August. Murphy, currently in his 17th and final season in Green Bay, he's overseen tremendous growth for the organization and led the team through numerous milestones both on and off the field. Badger coach Luke Fickell did not reveal who will be calling plays for the Badgers this Saturday when they travel to Nebraska. The play-calling duties open when Fickell fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo on Sunday following the Badgers' three-point loss to top-ranked Oregon on Saturday. NBA action, the Bucks back in action tonight. They will play host to the Houston Rockets. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Still thinking about that big Packers victory yesterday, right? Who would have thought that it would come down to that? And I was kind of in a negative space up until I realized it was a blocked kick. Packers with a big game on Sunday afternoon against the 49ers.
Crash down, he thought, well, isn't this nice? And cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
'80s, '90s, and more all afternoon and night long. It's 99.7 Max FM, always streaming on the free Civic Media app.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and a raffle for bullies and friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. That's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and blustery Thursday with flurries and snow showers. Temps only rise to 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently it's 47 degrees.
99.7.
I
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
.7 Max FM. Getting ready for the ride home. We'll get to another 50-minute music hour. A check on your entertainment headlines and your big deals all on the way with Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. More fallout surrounding former Congressman Matt Gaetz and nominee to be Attorney General. Florida Attorney Joe Leppard represents two women who testified before the House Ethics Committee and tells ABC News' Juju Chang, one of the clients, also witnessed Gaetz having sex with a minor at a house party in Florida in 2017.
Both of your clients testified that they were paid by Representative Gaetz to have sex.
That's correct. The House was very clear about that and went through each. They essentially put the Venmo payments on the screen and asked about them. And my clients repeatedly testified, what was this payment for? Well, that was for sex.
Gaetz denies the allegation. Senate lawmakers want the House Ethics Committee to share their findings. In a social media post, President-elect Trump says he will declare a state of emergency to use the military to carry out mass deportations when he takes office. New York City's mayor issuing a drought warning, triggering water-saving measures across agencies. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Nearly 2 weeks after Election Day, Republican Eric Hovde has conceded his loss to Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who defeated Hovde by some 29,000 votes, or about one percentage point. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court were skeptical of a challenge by state Senate Republicans over Megan Wolf's continued role as Wisconsin's election administrator. Justices heard oral arguments on Monday. Donating deer to feed the hungry.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging hunters to donate state-harvested deer through the Deer Donation Program. That initiative helps to stock food pantries throughout the state. Nearly 4 million pounds of ground venison has been processed from over 94,000 donated deer since the program began. More information is available on the DNR website. The state's gun deer season begins this coming weekend. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight and breezy. Temps rise slowly through the 50s. Rain wraps up in the morning, cloudy and windy through the afternoon with temps remaining in the 50s. Cloudy and blustery Thursday with flurries and snow showers. Temps only rise to 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 48. 99.7.